Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, let me just say this, okay? Packers Week was something special. That's what a rivalry is.
The oldest and best rivalry in the NFL.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here.
Most of the coaches that come in, they always say,
the number one goal we'll have is to beat Green Bay.
We will proudly stand as the 95th team in the history of the Green Bay Packers when we kick Chicago's ass.
There's been some bad blood over the years.
Charles Martin took the shot at McMahon.
Charles Martin, may he rot and burn in hell. Period, new paragraph.
To punch him in his face.
I saw Olin Krutz said he wanted to punch me in the face.
Yeah. I like to punch him in his face.
Does your shirt say I still own you?
I most definitely do.
People hate Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
Did you hate the Packers growing up?
Yeah, no green or yellow in my house, so we'll leave it at that.
Green Bay Packers were absolutely stupid tonight. They took stupid pills.
I remember Doug Buffon, and I would step on him any chance I got.
Their fans are really... they're freaking obnoxious.
I don't think Matt LaFleur is a good coach. I'll tell you who's got a really good coach, you guys. The Bears.
I don't know Ben Johnson.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
But if you don't know him, why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight.
Chicago's done a nice job of adding to their roster, and you get a good football coach, as he said himself, Ben Johnson.
Playing the Packers this week, obviously a big game for not only just us, but it's Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears, and so it's an important game for us.
The king of the North, Caleb Williams, is undefeated at Lambeau Field.
The kick on the way by Santos.
And it is good. It is good. And the Bears have beaten the Packers on the last play of the game. Oh, my goodness.
Chicago comes to Lambeau and upsets the Packers.
I just got off the phone with the president, Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along to all 32 NFL franchises. It says, my fellow Americans, the Bears still suck!
Listen to what these Bears fans are chanting.
Green Bay sucks! Green.
That is right, you're hearing Green Bay sucks.
Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
Let's burn it down and bear down, Chicago!
That's how special a rivalry is.
Thank you so much, and go Bears.
Beat the Pack!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
F and A, Cotton, F and A. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Tanny's out here giving people goosebumps as they are getting out of work early or sitting at their desk wishing that Sunday at 3:25 would just get here. Alex is here. Tanny's giving people goosebumps. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I am a receiver of said goosebumps. Inject that into my veins. I think he just did. How many times can we play it on the show? How many times do I have to play it to get to Sunday at 3:25? Kick the ball. Kick the ball. Let's go.
You ready right now?
I'm ready. All right, let's do one more show.
You can be ready and still, you know, because there's a lot of stuff of us talking about this right now.
Boy, man, did that get me going, though. All the history and hearing Buffon, hearing sad Wayne Larrivee. Oh, chef's kiss for sad Wayne at the end of last year.
And Jerry Kramer can cram it up his cram hole, too.
Yes, he can. And eventually, it was crammed up in Jerry Kramer's cram hole. Rest in peace. But, man, this thing is juicy, it is fun, and we got one more show to break it down. Let's go.
No doubt about it. We have a lot to do today. We're going to talk with our friends. Dan Weider is going to be on the show at 5. Olin's going to be on at 4. Spice Adams said he's ready to go at 3 o'clock today. We are looking forward to talking with Spice. Okay, let's get into it. Let's talk about where things stand with this Bears team. You know, I was running out of here last night to get to my couch to watch Dallas and Detroit. And I'm sitting there like, okay, it would be kind of great if Dallas would do a solid, but you know, never bet on a Matt Eberflus team to do you a solid when you need him to do you a solid.
Yeah.
And Detroit was like, we're not dead yet, bitches. We're still out here. If anyone slips up, we are still out here.
Were you watching that game thinking about eventual NFC playoff positioning?
Yes, I was thinking about the NFC North. I was thinking about the one seed, and I was thinking about, will Detroit be in the playoffs? Because if they lost, like the chances of them being in the playoffs went down, I want to say 20%. Them winning keeps... It's added flavor. You brought it up in transition. This weekend, if you're a football fan, between the college stuff that starts tonight and then the slate of NFL games on Sunday and Monday, man. And you already had Dallas and Detroit, which was a really good game until about 5 minutes left when they closed the door on them. But you have all of that stuff leading into a game that I think is it's not a desperation. I don't want to call it a must win for the Bears because they're the one seed right now. But it's a game where if you lose it, you now get back into the jumble. Like you're now in the quagmire of having to deal with the fact that the Packers are now in first place and Detroit's right behind you. And as it stands, they hold the tiebreaker. You got to play them again, but they hold the tiebreaker against you. So I was watching the game being like, man, it would be really nice if Detroit could be stuck where they are on wins. But Dan Campbell wasn't having it.
So you're fully there in terms of thinking about it situationally and in terms of the standings and the eventuality of the playoffs. I feel like we're in the transition week. And the Eagles game did a lot for the transition. But I think up to the Eagles game, a lot of the season has been like, are the Bears good? Like, how good are they? What are we measuring here? And then we get an answer. I feel like there's still some of that in this weekend. There's still some of what was familiar about the first 12 games of, like, are they really good enough to stand up to X? Because now the question is the Packers at their place, which is really, for a Bears fan, the ultimate question of our freaking lifetime. The ultimate question of our football lifetime. So there's still an element to me I'm not quite fully there in terms of the standings. There's still a big part of me that I don't know whether a moral victory is possible, but I can feel better about this team based on their performance without kind of writing the end to how good they can be on the season after Sunday. You know what I mean? So maybe that is sort of a moral victory.
I'm thinking about standings. Like this is to me where you've made the expectations change. Not you, Speaks. The Bears. They've made expectations change.
It was Alex who made the expectations change.
And look.
Good job, buddy.
I'm not great at math.
Super Bowl or bust.
But if the Bears were to lose this game, they find themselves going from 1 to 6 or 7 in one weekend.
But how will you feel about them if they play their ass off and Caleb's really good and they lose 27-24 And they also picked off Love twice, and they should have won, but something goes weird and haywire.
I'm sure I'll take that copium, but I am trying to treat them like a team that has exceeded expectations. And because they have exceeded expectations, this is a race. This is a race now. Like, this is the type of thing that we love during baseball. I'm going to apply that same type of pressure to what I'm seeing in football. The swing that could happen from if they win the game, like, I'll take it to the positive place. They win the game, and now you start to feel really good at your opportunity to still be the number one seed and have people have to come through Chicago. We could talk about that for at least another week, but if they lose the game and then they drop down, because Detroit's out of the playoffs right now.
All right, would you agree that more than 50% of your experience and expectations for the season so far has been, show me how good you are, show me how good you can be?
I would say that it's more than that.
Yeah, like it's been high, right? I mean, for you guys, yes. For Tanny and Alex, what, 70%, 75% of your Bears viewing this year has been like, I wonder how good they are and how good they can be. Isn't there still a big portion of that for this weekend? It's not just win or lose. It's like, I want to know what you got.
I want to know what they got too, but I want them to win. And I want to hold them. I want to. Now, Ben Johnson has changed the math for me. And now that they're here, now that they're at the place where people were hoping that they would be for years and years and years,
yeah.
I don't know if I can just simply fall back on, well, you know, this has been fun and it's too bad what happened to them. I mean, obviously, there's still going to be four more games left to play. It's not the end of the season or the end of the world. But I do think that with that level of competition that we've seen from the Bears,
yeah,
that I think it's okay to raise the bar. Now, the bar had to get off the floor, and it did.
We're still lifting it off the floor. I think that's it. Like, part of the bar is still on the floor. The bar is leaning.
So it's like when you're like, oh, well, we still got weights on that other side. Yeah. We got to take care of that.
It's a long bar. So the bar is pretty high over here on this part of it. But, like, part of the bar is still on the floor because I've spent 6 years thinking every week, all right, well, let's see if they're any good at this. Like, let's see if they're any good at that. Let's see if quarterback's any good at this. Let's see if the line can hold up. Let's see if they can do this. I don't have that fully excised from the calculus.
I understand it. I do. And obviously, like, look, we do 20 hours a week, right? But there's going to be opportunities for me.
I count that hour in the 1 o'clock. The 1 o'clock hour. Do you guys count that hour of prep? Because I feel
25. So 25 hours a week.
Yeah, I also count the first hour that I wake up in the morning.
So I'm thinking, so 70 hours a week. We do 70 hours a week here, like, on 90. The score, and we'll find spaces for it. But, like, the idea of living in the space of the competition, like, even if we strip everything else away,
yeah,
if we strip the rivalry away, the fact that the Bears are the number one seed, and now these games mean even more.
So
it means
fun.
More than just the figuring out the calculus and all this stuff. Like, this is, stuff is on the line.
Yeah, we can just watch it for the win. We can. Just simply watch it for that.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with
both.
The way that you're watching it, Spies.
I watch for both.
I'm just saying that I'm in the mode already. Like, I am. That was last night for me. Last night was like, okay, let's see here. Is Dallas going to find their way into the playoffs? Are they an opponent for the Bears? And their defense has been playing better until last night. Detroit, they're a team that it feels like everything is falling apart. And then they go into that game and is like, you know what we have? We have David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is running around with a bad ankle and making plays. They have that guy that believes in grit. The whole thing that we continue to compare the Bears to, the Dan Campbell stuff and Ben Johnson being from there and looking at this team through the lens of that team and seeing that team be like, no, we're not done yet. You guys can try and bury us, but we're not buried yet. I wanted them buried last night. I don't want their game with the Bears to mean anything, and then winning that game and then the Bears losing on Sunday would mean that game is going to mean something.
It's a really fun time. It's a really interesting and fun time, and there are lots of levels with which to watch this thing. and I'll be watching with all of them. And I think a lot of our listeners will be watching with all of them and really kind of building their weekend around where and how you're going to watch that. And do we have a story for you on that later on?
Yeah.
One of us is making a pilgrimage, and it will be discussed in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well, I think all of us are making pilgrimages.
Pilgrimages?
All of us are doing that, pilgrimage. But one of us is actually going to Green Bay because you're going somewhere.
Yeah,
and I'm going somewhere.
But I don't think the in-laws house in Wheaton is not really a pilgrimage.
It feels like it to me. A lot of Packers fans in Wheaton.
I am walking there on the highway with a cross on my shoulder.
No, you're walking with the sad David Banner music in the background.
Do, 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 do.
That's just going to be Spiegs walking down 290 and 88.
Just with a backpack.
And occasionally looking over his shoulder and putting out his thumb.
Using my thumb. Yeah, pick me up.
No one's going to take him to the next town because he's Mike Hulk out, and then he's going to break stuff.
Are that dude's pants ripped open? Why? That's weird.
That's weird.
He's got meat in his pants.
That's why they call him meat pants.
That must be why they call him meat pants.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, I have another question about this game because apparently this is the Lawrence's Irritated show. There's something about the line of this game that I want to talk to you about. I want to see if we missed anything, Speaks.
I like it. By the way, if you missed Tanny's Open, we're hereby mandating that it's going to play again at, 5 o'clock? Can we play that thing at 5 o'clock? And also 4 o'clock and perhaps 3 o'clock.
I would be fine with it playing every hour, to tell you the truth. 3:40,
it's my ringtone, all of that. So you'll hear it later on in the show.
Stick around. Spiegel and Holmes talking Bears and Packers with you next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
And it's pretty wild that in a week that the Bears changed offensive coordinators in a span where they hadn't scored a touchdown in 3 games. Now it's on your rookie quarterback to try and lead a game-winning drive.
Well, this is all about Caleb at this point, this offense. And I love the fact that he's got an opportunity to come out of his home crowd, coming off one of the worst second halves his team faced against the Patriots last week, and a chance to drive the team down the field and set up a field goal.
4th and 3, game on the line. Williams lofting one for a dude. He caught it! First down, A-plus throw.
That was the first game last year. I remember where I was because I was doing pre and post with Olin and Patrick. And you're thinking, oh, here we go. Bears have an opportunity to beat the Packers. And then something bad happened, and they didn't. In the second game that those two teams played, they did do something good and won the game.
So that was Brady and Burkhart doing the first game, like you said, and Caleb hitting Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze's out for this game. If you hadn't heard about the injury report, he did not practice and is listed as out for this game. There's also There's a theory out there that he might have hurt himself celebrating the shirt off.
Yeah, but I think we can probably debunk that because it looks like, you know, the week was weird, but there was practice on Tuesday. So I know that people have been talking about it, and we can talk about it with our guy Chris Emma a little bit later on. But no Rome on Sunday.
So that means Luther Burden, come on down. Colston Loveland, come on down. We'll see if Caleb can be effective or not to those guys.
Maybe this is one of those days where OZ reemerges. You know, like one of those days where like, oh, yeah, I forgot Olamide Zaccheaus was a big factor in the first seven games of this season.
He caught a screen pass on a third down last week in Philly that Caleb orchestrated very well. Remember in training camp when Caleb couldn't even complete that pass?
Yes.
Like, he's done a lot. Caleb has improved a lot in some of the game management basics.
Can I ask you a question, Speaks?
Oh, I've been waiting. Been waiting.
Why is this line Packers -6.5?
It was 7 even for a while.
Now our guy Joe Ostrowski, he said that over the last couple of years things have changed, where the conventional thinking was you get 3 points for a home. He said that number has moved closer to 2.5. So 6.5 for a team that's won 9 out of 10,
mm-hmm,
and a team that won a huge game on the road against really good competition. What are we missing, boys? What are we missing here that the Packers are 6.5 favorites?
So, when you look at the spread, do you think that Vegas believes the Packers are that much better than the Bears, or are they just trying to get more money to go on the Bears?
Obviously, they want to get action, but you're going to get action in this game no matter what. I want to know why the line was set that way. Is there an underlying disbelief of the success that the Bears have had this season?
I got an answer, but Tanny, Alex, you guys have an answer?
Is it the opposing quarterback factor? I think about like the backups that the Bears had been facing the past, you know, runner weeks. Is it the quality of opponent and quarterback and Jordan Love possibly been part of it?
Maybe. Look, they've played well against Jordan Love. He hasn't gone crazy against them.
He's 3-1.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about inside the games. Like, yeah, it hasn't been runaway games that Jordan let. In one of the games, he didn't even finish.
Yeah. The last one, the loss, he didn't even finish.
Is it this institutional feeling that he's been playing good football? He's turned a corner. He's not turning the ball over. And the question of, can Caleb Williams go on the road in the cold weather against the best defense in the division,
yeah,
and do it?
I think it's a Caleb issue.
Hmm.
I think it is. Look, dude is under 60% completion percentage. There is a belief in the fan base, in most of the local analysts, and perhaps even within the org, that he's going to get there, that it's going to improve, and it could click. Wani said as much to us yesterday, like, oh, the passing game is going to click, and maybe it'll be this weekend. Like, and we have the optimism that it's going to click, but I don't know if that's fully shared nationally. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. I think there is a belief that there is a serious discrepancy between quarterbacks and their capabilities to put up numbers and to put up points.
I thought the line would move more. I thought it'd be closer to 6 or maybe even 5.5. And maybe we'll get there by the time kickoff happens. Maybe a lot of people. But that also makes me wonder, since the line hasn't moved, are there a lot of Bears fans that are keeping their money in their pocket because they're feeling some of those things that you're bringing up, Speaks? That they're like, man, I want to believe, but I don't know if I want to believe with my dollar just yet.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple other things, like just the league as a way of biting you back, and the idea that the Bears could win 9 out of 10 and then all of a sudden make it 10 of 11, and all of a sudden they're better than Green Bay after the long history of not, the 51-15 record in the last 66, like some of that institutional stuff like Alex was hinting at. I think it's some Caleb disbelief. I could be, of course, projecting. maybe it's more Packers belief than Caleb disbelief.
It's funny because if we have more shows this week, I'd have a topic for us on Saturday, and that topic and that topic would be, are Bears fans more scared about Green Bay or more worried about their own team? Because I feel like Bears fans have been super chesty this week because it's the rivalry, right? But is there something underneath where it's like, man, they better prove me right? I've been out here talking a lot of junk, and I really hope that they play as well as I think they're going to play.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think I might be, I might lean towards the latter. Like, I hope if needed, this is a week where the passing game can put up serious yardage and points. I'm just not sure if it can or not. I'm not sure if it's ready to. Because if you're Matt LaFleur and Jeff Hafley, you force him to do it, right?
Yes. This you try and make them one-dimensional and make that dimension passing the ball.
Go ahead. Beat me through the air. Go ahead.
We might cheat up a guy in the box just because I double dog dare you.
All right, so go ahead. Do your play action and hit an 8-yard slant that turns into a 30-yard gain because you hit somebody on the fly with accuracy. You haven't shown me you can do that with consistency yet. Go ahead and do it now.
With Roma Dunze out.
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about. Why don't we run through some of this stuff with our friend, Anthony Spice Adams. He's going to join us next here on The Score.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.